Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, and the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. From thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." I want to preach tonight a little while if God will be my help. And I told you this morning, if Lord help us, we'd preach on healthy living. Healthy living. Amen. Now, you come tonight and you probably think, well, Pastor's going to tell us how to go on this great crash diet and get all those calories under control and everything will be a looking up. Amen. Well, that's if you need to do that, then you have at it. And I know you'll feel better when you get there. But I want to preach tonight on healthy living. Praise God. And I want to look at this tonight as God begins to speak to our heart. And as Jeremiah lays it out here, the Bible tells us that the Lord came to him a second time, so he was shut up in the court of the prison. But I won't say, pray God, even in a prison house, there's liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. It don't even matter if you're shut up, praise God. There's a God of heaven that'll still move on your heart. Amen. Still come to where you are. Hey, listen, tonight, no matter where you are, there's a God in heaven that can get to you. Amen. He can come to where you're at and help your heart. He can encourage you, praise God, that you might be encouraged in this world. And he speaks to Jeremiah about how he is that God of heaven. He's the one that made things. He's the one, a maker and a former of things. And without him, he's nothing made that was made. But in verse 3, he says this, and this is Jeremiah 33. You ought to remember that. Pin that down in the diary of your heart. Jeremiah 33 is a phone number to God. Amen. Jeremiah 33 is a phone number to God. He says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Amen. What God expects from us today, what God wants to give us today, praise God, is healthy living. Amen. He wants us to live healthy. He wants us to be healthy individuals. Amen. Now some of us say, "Well, preacher, I done went too far to go turn back now." Amen. But I want to say, praise God, we've never went too far to live healthy in the Lord. Amen. So we can begin to see this. And the Bible tells us here in Jeremiah verse 6, he says, "Behold, I bring in health." He's talking about that nation. He's talking about nations. He's talking about sick nations that need healing. He's talking about sick nation that needs to be made well. I want to say, praise God, we're living in a sick nation. Amen. We're living in a sick nation. It needs to be well. We've got people out on the West Coast that said it's all right for people to molest little old children. Amen. Within a certain age group, they said it's okay. I want to say, praise God, that's straight out of the pits of hell. Amen. Praise God, it's that we're living in an unhealthy nation. We're living in a sick nation tonight. Amen. And the only way to get it, praise God, the only way to fix it is to make it better. You say, "Well, does God want to do it?" God wants to restore health to each and every one of us. God wants to restore health even to this nation. If you look back in Jeremiah chapter number 30 and verse 17, the Bible says this. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. He said, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." So God says, hey, listen, said, there's a nation that's unhealthy, and he said, there's a whole lot of people that don't seek after it. He said, but praise God, I'll hear from them, and I'll heal them, praise God, just because I can. He said, God says, I will restore health to a nation. There's not a nation under the sun, praise God, that God can't touch tonight. Amen. Even to places like communist China and Russia, God Almighty is still able to come in and heal those nations. Well, you say, preacher, how can you do it? By the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same saving grace, the same Holy Spirit, the same blood, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that got us tore up tonight is the same blood that'll get other people tore up, other people, countries and nations, praise God, that'll turn from their wicked ways and realize that blood was shed for them on the cross of Calvary. God come to seek and to save those that was lost. He come to save whosoever would. Amen. I'm glad He's a whosoever God this evening. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. So we see God said that He would restore health to a people. He'll restore health. Now that's a promise from God. Amen. He just doesn't throw that out there and not keep it. But God has promised, praise God, if we call upon Him, He'll heal our nation. Praise God. He'll heal our people. Hey, man, you say, preacher, it just seems like it's a long time coming. Let me tell you what He said. He said He'd do it speedily, praise God, if we'll call upon the Lord. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 8, the Bible says this. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Before the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Amen. So he said, praise God. Listen, he said, if we'll call upon the Lord, if we'll call upon Him, we'll ask Him to help us. He said He would heal us. He'll heal a nation, and He'll do it quick, fast, in a hurry. Said He would do it speedily, praise God. He said, because He said He would do it for His glory. Praise God, that it might be. He said, and the Lord shall be that real reward. In other words, God said, I'll heal it. I'll heal it speedy. And He said, I'll take care of it. And He said, I'll be that guard that'll keep it. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, listen, I know a lot of people think that we can live just however, amen, after we get saved and everything. But I want to say, without the help of the Lord, amen, we can do nothing. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, praise God, it takes the liver in us, praise God, to make a difference. We was down, I'll never forget, several years ago, me and Brother Bill and them went down Burger King and we was eating lunch after church one Sunday, and some fellas was sitting back there and they was talking, and they was telling Brother Bill, I got in on the tail end of it, by the time I got back there, they was telling Brother Bill, said, yeah, I said, I know what you think and how you believe, but you gotta live it, you gotta live it every day. If you ever slip up or mess up, he said, then you gotta start, it basically gotta start all over, gotta go back. And Brother Bill said, well, what your problem is, you're trying to live without the liver. Praise God, with the liver in you, praise the Lord, you can do all things are possible in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said it takes that liver in you to make a difference. Hey, man, I won't say tonight the liver makes the difference. For healthy living, praise God, it takes a healthy liver. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we preached several years ago about the liver and how what it does. Amen. But without that liver, without the liver in your body, you're a dead man. Your liver quits, you'll dry up, turn yellow, and die. That's just a fact. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, God gives us a liver. And that liver is none other than Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He lives in us through the Holy Ghost of God, and He helps us every day of our life. And not only does God want us to be healthy spiritually, but God wants us to be healthy physically. Amen. Do you know that? Amen. People shake their head, no, I don't think so. Amen. But praise God, He does. Look at 3 John. 3 John verse number 2. The Bible says this. Yeah, I said, now John's a-talking. He said, to the elder unto the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Now, you know that he loves Gaius in the truth, praise God, in the truth, Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to tell him the truth. And if you love somebody, you'll be willing to tell them the truth. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Amen. You talk, well, preacher, he's talking about spiritual language. Read the rest of that verse. It said, even as thy soul prospers. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, I don't even want, I don't want to see your soul prosperous. He said, I want you to be in health, praise God. I want your body to be good. Amen. I want to say, if you get things fixed up on the inside, praise God, God can take care of the outside. God can begin to move upon you, praise God, from the inside and reevaluate a situation, praise God, and change you on the outside. How we're living a day and hour, I praise God, the reason our nation is such an awful hell. Our reason we're not living healthy is because we don't have the liver on the inside. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what difference does that make? Well, the liver, amen, it takes away, it takes blood from the stomach and the intestines, and it runs that stuff through and it breaks it down. Amen. It breaks it down. It balances things out. Without a liver, you ain't got no balance. Amen. That's why so many people are falling for anything. Amen. There's no balance in them, praise God. Amen. And things are not being broken down and put in the right perspective. Amen. People don't have the right priority. Now let me just say this. The word priorities is an oxymoron. Amen. I don't know who in the world ever added an S to that, Brother Bill, because it don't belong. Amen. There's either a priority or there isn't. When we start saying, well, preacher, I'm trying to get my priorities in order. You done messed up. There's no such thing as priorities. Hello? Amen. Let me meddle here just a minute. Amen. There's priority. That's first and foremost. And everything else comes behind that. You say, well, what do you call that, preacher? I'd call that everything else. Amen. Praise God. A priority, praise God, that we have that's first and foremost in our life. Amen. And if we're going to live healthy, praise God, you got to have a priority. You have to, and I'm glad, praise God, that there's an organ in us called the liver that helps us to set a priority. Do you realize that your liver is a filter? The liver filters out everything that comes into your body. It's sitting there searching it. It's looking to get everything that comes in. It evaluates it. It evaluates what's coming in, praise God. And it metabolically changes those things, praise God, to fit your body. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. It makes us fit, praise God. Not talking about healthy living. Did you know the liver is the largest organ in your body? The average liver is the size of a football. Now, in the Hebrew, that word liver literally means heavy or weighty. Amen. It's a heavy organ because it's filtering out all this stuff, and all the blood in your body is going through the liver. Amen. There's none of your blood goes to your body unless it goes through the liver. Amen. And in the middle of that liver, you know, now as that's going through there, it's sorting things out, it's balancing things out, it's sending, glory to God. Listen, now it's sending nutrients where certain nutrients need to go. And praise God, it's checking out everything else, and he sends the waste out with the draught. Amen. Now praise God how it does all that. I'm glad I got a liver, ain't you? I'm glad I got a liver down in me, praise God, and it makes me healthy. That's why we ought to take care of our liver. That's why you young don't ever drink alcohol. It'll mess up your liver. Amen. Stay pure, stay chaste. Drink lots of good, clean, cool mountain water, praise God. Amen. Praise God. It keeps you flushed out, amen. It'll help clean out your kidneys, too. Keep them working right. But we see that it works and it services the whole body. The liver takes care of all of it, being that largest organ in the body. And it works as a filter. And in the center of that filter, there's a substance in the center called a coronary artery or coronary ligament. I'm about to go to the heart. The coronary ligament. And that ligament, believe it or not, is shaped in the shape of a cross. It goes across and down. There's a ligament. And there's a small side of your liver on the right side and a big side on the left side. Amen. And everything that comes into your body, it goes through that, through the liver in order to get to your body, in order to get to the good, the big side where it goes to your body. Amen. Nourishes your body. It has to go through the liver. It has to come through the cross. Amen. So if we're going to have healthy living, praise God, everything that we do has to come through the cross. Amen. It has to come through the Word of God. It has to come through the Lord Jesus Christ to make that difference. Amen. Preacher, we got other organs and they're important too. Yeah, we got a heart. And we got a heart. We got kidneys. We got a liver. Amen. They're all very important. Amen. But that liver, praise God, is that sort of separates things out. And now we know the Bible teaches it. The heart connects us to our mind and our thoughts. Amen. The kidneys are connected to our emotions. How we act and react a lot of times speaks of the kidneys. But when it speaks to the liver, it speaks of that, praise God. That's the seat of glory and honor. Because it separates things out and makes things possible. Amen? So we see that tonight, and we see the liver, amen, that's the liver that makes us healthy. It's the liver that gives us healthy living. Amen. Praise God. So what? You say, well, Pastor, what does the liver do? I'm glad you asked. I got to thinking about this as I was riding down the road one day. Sometimes I get lots of time to think. Amen. Now, sometimes I don't know if that's a good thing. But praise God, I like it when the Holy Ghost of God moves in with you, praise the Lord, and just pulls up beside you, man, scoots you over and takes over the wheel so that you can meditate on some things. Yeah, preacher, he don't really do that, praise God, does in my case. Amen. Boy, we thank God for it, don't you? I know my wife thanked God for it. She said, sometimes you ain't here. Amen. Praise God, but I'm glad God is. And that liver, praise God, that functions inside us. Let me just give you about four things right quickly tonight that the liver does. Number one, the liver purges. Amen. The liver purges. It gets rid of those bad things that we don't need in our body. Amen. It takes them out. It separates them. It divides them asunder, praise God, so we can get out of it what we need. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verses 6 and 8. Verse 6 through 8, the Bible says this. If I can find 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. I'm dyslexic. Yeah, excuse me. He said in verse 6, he said, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? He said, it don't take much to mess you up. Have you realized it? Hey, it don't take a whole lot of the junk in your body to mess you up. Amen. We get out of whack pretty easy. But he said, purge out therefore the old leaven that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He said, what happens? He said, that liver that's in us, pray God, he said, he separates us out those bad things, and he gives us the good thing. He said, he takes out that old leaven, that old stuff, praise God, that's so easy to beset us, so that he can put new stuff in. So he can take those old nutrients out, that old blood, praise God, he can filter it through that, the liver, praise God, through the cross of Calvary, and give us the nourishment, nutrition, that we need as a child of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's something that he's always a working on. Amen. He's always a working. That filtering process is always a happening. Amen. Even for his glory. He goes on and tells us in Hebrews chapter number 9, in verse 13, he says this. He said, if the blood of bulls and of goats and of ashes of a heifer sprinkling unto the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen. He said, God take out old leaven. He'll take it. He'll purge you. He'll purge your conscience. Amen. He'll purge the very innermost fibers of our being, praise God, and give us a good running order. Amen. Yeah, but sometimes we gotta have a good purging. Amen. A good purging always makes you feel better. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When you get cleaned out good. God wants to clean us out, praise God, so that he can use us for his glory. He goes on and speaks of this purging of the soul and purging out in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 2. He said, for then would they not have ceased to be offered. He's talking about them sacrifices, because that the worshiper once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. He said, praise God. He said, we got to purge it out. Amen. We got to get rid of those things. And the Bible says what the liver does, it purges out all that old stuff. It takes out all the stuff that we don't need so we can worship and serve God the way we ought to. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says he'll take it out of the way. There's a lot of things that hinder us tonight. There's a lot of things that's in the way. Praise God. But he said, hey, listen, he said, healthy living, said you got to purge that out. Amen. So the liver purges it out. Not only does it purge it, but it purifies. It's a purifier. It's a cleanser. Amen. That's why it's a great big filter. Amen. Gets rid of the things that's undesired. We see that in Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. The Bible says in verse number 12, Titus 2 and 12, he says, but teaching us that, denying ungodly lust and godliness and unworldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. He said, so the purified, the liver not only purges us, but He purifies us unto Himself. He makes us clean enough for God to use, in other words. Amen? Hey, if the blood ain't cleaned up, amen, we couldn't use it. But God Almighty, praise God, through the liver, He cleans up that blood. He goes through the stomach and intestines and he cleans us up, praise God, and makes us useful. Makes that useful, praise God, that God does us for His glory. Amen. Praise His name. So He begins to do those things, a step, praise God, of purifying to the health of the body. And you know, the body is Christ, the body of Christ is the church. Amen. Each and every one of us fit in that program into the body of Christ. And we see, praise God, a step to being healthy, praise God. We see the Bible teaches us that it's that purging and purifying service that God does for us through the liver. So without the liver, praise God, we wouldn't be clean, we wouldn't be pure, we wouldn't be usable to God. That's why Paul would say in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, 1 Timothy chapter number 4, in verse 10, he says this. He said, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Amen. Praise God. He said, so it's a purifying effect of God Almighty that gives us the abilities, amen, to be pure in the eyes of God. Amen. It gives us a clean body, praise God, that God can use. And so we got to be cleaned up and purged out, purified. Amen. For God. God won't use something that's unclean. Amen. A lot of times we wonder, I know people wonder in church, and say, you know, I just don't know why. I've had people ask me, say, preacher, I just don't know why God won't use me. Amen. The question is, are you pure? Are you clean? Amen. If you're pure and clean, God can use you. God will use you. But He can't live. Hey, God won't use an unclean vessel. Amen. You got to be cleaned up, praise God. You got to be pure for God to use you. If you're clean and pure, praise God, then God can take you and use you. He tells us in 1 John chapter number 1 how to do that. In 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 7, he said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's the liver, praise God, taking care of all those old defilements in us. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. He said, but He said that purifier, the liver, praise God, it's in us. He said He'll purify us and make us clean. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Ain't you glad God's willing to purify you? God's willing to work on you to the purifying your soul, praise God. Purges you. He purifies you. Not only does He purge you and purify you, but He protects you. Do you realize that we're under the protecting hand of a holy and righteous God? Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about living healthy, praise God. There ain't no place better to be than in the hand of God. And in the arms of a holy and righteous God. The Bible tells us, Psalmist tells us in Psalms 91. Not Psalms 91 in verse number 1. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, God gives us a place of protection, ain't you? I'm glad that we're under the shadow of the Almighty. praise God. A place of defense, a place where, praise God, we can hang out and be secure in safety of the Lord. He goes on in Psalms 91 in verse 7. He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. He said, it may be people come and go. It may be people rise and fall. He said, but if we stay with God Almighty in the shadow of His wings, praise God. He said, we have a place of safety, a place of protection, praise God. I'm glad we've got a liver tonight that puts us in a place of security in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's promised to take care of us. He's promised to take out the purges of the impurity, to purify our hearts, praise God, and protect us in His love. Amen. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise His holy name. He goes on verse 10 of Psalm 91. He says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You say, preacher, how do we get that? By just trusting in the liver. Amen. That cleansing liver. I'm talking about living healthy, praise God, with the liver inside us, putting our faith and trust in Him. And He'll set up a defense around us, praise God. He'll protect us and hedge us. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. They still people dying and going out of here. But I want to say, if they're a child of God, that soul that dies in Christ, praise God, there's no soul that dies in Christ. Amen. It lives forever, praise God. It just graduates, praise the Lord, to a different place. So we see that liver that purges, that liver that purifies, that liver that protects, praise God, is Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. I'm glad I got Him today. I'm glad I've got a liver, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad I've got a liver, praise God. I'm glad I know about that cross, praise God, that blood throws through, that brings over to that side where God can begin to nourish me. Amen. You say, why, preacher? Because not only does it purge and purify and protect, but it pacifies. Amen. I got to thinking about that, you know, like little old youngins. You know, a little old baby, you know, they get the whining and the fussing, and you get them a bottle, amen. You slap that thing down in their jaws, boy, and they'll latch down on that thing. And boy, they just go to town on that, and just as happy as can be. Amen. Their little old belly may have been growling. They may have been upset a few minutes ago. But praise God, I'm glad when they get a hold of that. Amen. That satisfies them. Praise God, they're pacified. And I want to say, praise God, there's something ought to satisfy us tonight. And it's that liver that lives down inside us. He's nothing as good as Him. He's nothing ever be as great as Him. The liver that lives inside us, that purges us and purifies us and protects us, praise God. The same one will pacify us, praise God, all the days of our lives. I've never been dissatisfied with Him. Amen. He makes us useful. Amen. Makes us feel complete. Amen. God does that. Without Him, we can't be complete. Even when we're going through the things of this world, praise God, we know that God is still with us. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse number 1. He said, James, the servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. In other words, he says it accomplishes patience. It instructs us in patience, something we don't have. Let me tell you how to have patience. Just get the liver living in your soul. Realizing, praise God, He's purging you and purifying, and His presence is real, praise God, protecting you, praise God. He'll protect you from yourself, and He'll give you that peace, amen, in turbulent times. And it works patience in your heart. Verse 4, he said, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. Praise God. He said, God Almighty through the liver. He said, He'll pacify your soul. He'll get you to the place, youngins, listen to me. He said, He'll bring us to the place that we don't have a want for nothing. Because God Almighty Himself, He is big enough. He's large enough. He is enough, praise God, where we don't have to have anything else. Amen. Amen. He pacifies our soul, praise God. He is enough. In times of hardship, troubles, and trials, praise God, tribulation, praise God, He'll give us patience because He is that liver that lives inside. He's promised to bring us through. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he's talking about the, the three Hebrew children and how they were bound and all their stuff and they was cast into the fiery furnace. Amen. But they had done made a decision in their heart. And they had done told the king, they said, hey, listen. He said, hey, if the Lord don't deliver us from here, he said, if we cast in there, we pray God that he's going to deliver us from the furnace. Amen. They done had blessed assurance in their heart, praise God, that somebody was going to be there with them. Praise God. And old king went down there and he looked in. That thing been made seven times hotter than ever want to be. And they threw them in. It slew them in. It cast them in. And they landed in there in that fire, in that fiery furnace. And old king looked down in there. And he said, did we not throw three men bound into the fire? And they said, yes, Lord. He said, well, I see four men loose and walking about. And he said, the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad there's a God. A liver, glory to God tonight. And he's still, hey, they come out of there. The king said, hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come out. They come out of there. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. They said, where's that fourth man, Brother Bill? He's still in the fire. He's still waiting for some old sinner, some old saint, somebody that need him, praise God, that's going through the fire. He's there for them, praise God, to bring them out also. Amen. The assurance of the pacifying of the soul. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, better than any binky you'll ever have. Amen. I think sometimes senior saints probably need a pacifier too. Amen. Something to pacify us in our old age. So we don't whine and cry like a bunch of babies. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. I'm glad we have one in the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God. He's promised to be there with us. That liver that's inside us, praise God, ain't going nowhere. Be there to help us, praise God. Healthy living, praise God, for His glory and for His honor. Boy, we sure do appreciate Him today. But we see also how He pacifies in Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6. The Bible says this in the Word of God. Amen. And chapter number 1, verse number 4. He said, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now. Now watch what he says. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. God said, hey, listen. He said, hey, listen, because with healthy living, a healthy liver, praise God, inside us. Paul says, we have all the confidence in the world and we're going to stay in this. And God Almighty Himself, He's going to bring us through. He's going to give us hope. Praise God, He's going to be there with us. He said, just like He's with me, He's going to be with you. Just like He's with me, He's going to touch your heart. Praise God. He's going to give you the grace that you need. His grace is sufficient for every need. His grace won't come up short. He said, praise God, when we look for healthy living, we look for a healthy liver, and we know that our liver, praise God, is perfect, running well. Amen. There's nothing wrong with my liver tonight. Now, my physical liver, I don't know about it. It seems to be doing all right. I'm still functioning. Amen. But I want to say my spiritual liver is running well. My spiritual liver, praise God, is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. But if our spiritual liver, praise God, in this world which we live in, Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said that He could heal a nation. Amen. He could heal a nation, a sick nation. The Bible said He could restore it to health. He could restore it speedily. But what they need, what the world needs, what you need, what I need, praise God, is a healthy liver. So we can have healthy living. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with healthy living. There's nothing wrong with a healthy liver. Praise God. Ain't you glad tonight that you've got the liver? That you've got a liver inside you, which is Jesus Christ, your Savior. And praise God, He's promised to be there. And Jeremiah says, if we'll just call upon His name, Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Amen. He said, hey, if you need anything from the Lord, praise God. He said, Lord, I need a healthy liver. I need you to live inside me. God, I need you to help me. I need you to balance me out. I need you to break down some things. Amen. I need you to divide some things out. I need you to help me, Lord, to set a priority and make it you. Amen. Make it the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Priority one. And then everything else lines up behind that. Boy, I tell you, it don't get no better than that. Praise God. It takes a whole lot of aggravation out of it. Because if we make the Lord Jesus Christ our top priority, amen. Well, it's actually the only priority. It can't be, if it's something else, it can't be. There's no such thing as priorities. Amen. There's just a priority. And we make the Lord our priority, and then everything else has to take second. Then you don't have to decide, amen, if you're going to serve the Lord. You don't have to decide if you're going to live for God. You don't have to decide if you're going to try to set a good example. If you make the Lord your priority, amen, you make Him your liver, amen, for healthy living, praise God, then you've got what you need to have a healthy life. Praise God. So what the Lord tells us here in the Word of God, He tells us that, you know, that we can have a healthy life because we have a healthy liver, Lord Jesus Christ. He lives in us to make the difference for us, praise God. Dividing, breaking down, and giving us the nourishment and the nutrition, the purging and purifying, protecting and pacifying us, praise God, and giving us that blessed hope that we need, the confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have confidence in Him tonight? Amen. Listen, we're headed down a pathway. We need to have confidence in the Lord. We need to pray and seek His face and have His will be done in everything that happens. Amen. Our world is in controversy. Our world is it's deranged. Amen. And we need some help, but we can find our help in the Lord. When we just pray and ask God, say, Lord, Your will be done. And then what He does, He begins to purge and purify and protect us, pacify us, and give us that, praise God, that we need for His glory. And we just keep looking up and say, thank You, Lord, realizing who's done it for us, who's done it in us, where that blessed hope comes from. Amen. And it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. When we call upon His name, Jeremiah 33:3, call upon Him, praise God. Call unto me, amen, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The reason we don't know is because we haven't asked, right? Amen. But if we ask God, say, Lord, you know what? I need that liver in me. I need you to do those things for me that the liver does. And boy, God just begins to do what He does best. He begins to move in us and touch in us and help us, draw us and lead us and guide us. Show us the way, because He is the way. Boy, it's a good way. Amen. Praise God. It'll help us. It'll get us where we need to be in the last days. We just so we can be an example to somebody. These folks all around, it breaks my heart tonight. There's a lot of folks. That's a lot of folks that claim the title of a Christian. And they've turned their back on God and they've went astray. They went off in a different direction. Serve their own purpose and do their own thing. And boy, I tell you what's happening to their testimony? Where's their testimony? All that testimony that they had, it's just gone out the window. People's looking around at them, seeing where they're at. Instead of putting their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ during times like these, they run off into the world and they try to lose themselves in the world. When we should try to find ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A place where healthy living, praise God, begins to take its priority in our hearts and give us direction that we need so that we can be found faithful to the Lord. The Lord asked a question. He said, when I return, will I find faith? Will I find faith? In other words, what He was saying, will I find people faithful when I come? Amen.